I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama is joining 11 other states today to ask a federal judge to block the implementation of a federal directive on bathroom rights for transgender students in public schools. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth, Texas, is considering a preliminary injunction that would keep the new directive from being enforced. That means schools across the country wouldn't have to worry about complying, at least for now. Back in May, the Obama administration told U.S. public schools that transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities that correspond to their gender identity. Schools that don't comply would be in danger of losing federal funding. In response, the state of Alabama filed suit along with 11 other states to prevent the directive from being enforced. State attorneys argue they shouldn't be at risk of losing education money over what they call a massive social experiment. Today's hearing will begin at 10:30 a.m. in Fort Worth, Texas. Workers at a South Alabama auto parts plant are waiting to hear from the state health department. APR's Pat Duggan says tests were done after one staff member was diagnosed with tuberculosis.
Hospital officials in the city of Enterprise notified the Alabama Department of Public Health that one of their patients had tested positive for tuberculosis. This person works at HS Automotive USA in a department with about 200 coworkers. That prompted the state to conduct tests to see if anyone else had contracted the potentially fatal disease. Those test results are due out today. A TB screening program was prompted in the Dothan area after two cases were confirmed at one, possibly two, local nightclubs. More than two dozen people volunteered for free TB tests. The automobile parts factory, now under scrutiny, produces rubber hoses for automobile brakes, air conditioning, and power steering systems. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Many of Alabama's children will be focusing on handwriting as they return to school. The state legislature passed a law requiring kids to learn to write in cursive by the third grade. That comes after numerous reports of teachers failing to comply with the state's lesson plan to teach cursive early on in school. Melissa Valdez-Hubert is the public information director for the Alabama Department of Education. She says it's now each teacher's responsibility to make sure they follow the standards set by the department.
It's an accountability on the school system to ensure that their teachers are teaching cursive writing and following the standards that are in the course of study for English language arts. The teachers can teach. That doesn't mean that students always learn at the same rate. This new law just adds accountability in.
Valdez-Hubert says it's important for students to learn cursive so that they can learn how to properly sign their name and to read historical documents written in cursive like the U.S. Constitution. Now your forecast.
Here's the latest on your forecast. Scattered showers and storms for today. The chance of rain around 50%. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky. Highs for this afternoon will top out in the upper 80s, around 88 degrees. Tomorrow, a very similar story. The chance of rain still near 50%, a high near 89. I'm WVOA's Hunter Williams, and that's your local forecast.